I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the death toll from rebel attacks reads like a Twitter feed. 40 killed in this town, 9 killed in that village. On Saturday, at least 31 people were butchered in eastern DRC, mostly women and children. Many attacks are carried out by the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamist terrorist group. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
in the area where this attack just happened, there is one denomination that before the violence broke out, this denomination had 25 churches in this area. Today they have 8. Another denomination before the violence had 54 churches. Now they have 11. So we're seeing the fleeing of Christians, but that also means we're seeing less and less church activity.
Pray resilience for the persecuted church. And today is World Water Day, observed annually by the United Nations. 1 in 4 people worldwide have no access to clean water. In Kenya, that's 16 million people, more than the combined populations of New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Kenya Hope's Joy Mueller is on the ground right now in remote Kenya.
We are looking to put in between 3 and 5 wells in very needy communities. They have no access to clean water.
At the same time, Kenya Hope and its local church partners introduce villagers to living water.
We are so excited to see how God is blessing these very remote communities that have yet to hear about Jesus Christ.
You can help relieve physical and spiritual thirst through Kenya Hope. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
People can help by giving. We use the funds to drill the wells and we set up a complete system.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.